Malena, it's really a pleasure to have you, but before I turn the microphones over to you, I would like to thank you publicly in this broadcast marathon for having provided for the possibilities and organized the possibilities of FIRE being able to have the honor and the privilege to accompany the Nicaraguan women's movement in this amazing effort. So welcome to FIRE. It's great to have you in the English program also.
Thank you, Maria. For me, it is an honor to participate in this incredible, fantastic effort that FIRE is doing in Nicaragua and all the women all over the world that are participating in this effort to inform, to communicate what is happening at this moment in Nicaragua, a very, very important moment in the history of Nicaragua. For the first time, we think that the people of Nicaragua are opening the spaces for a broader democracy and the building of democracy. I just came from voting about an hour ago, and in the place that I vote, everything was going normally. There was a lot of people voting. As you probably know, Nicaragua is one of the countries that has the highest level of voting. Approximately between 80 and 90% of the people in our country votes. And there is a lot of anxiety, expectation of what is going to happen. I've been hearing the news, and I'm moving in a couple of minutes to our campaign house, because as you know, the Women's Autonomous Movement have established an alliance with the Alliance of the Movement of Sandinist Renovation, MRS, to hear the latest news. But so far, what I've been hearing in the radio is that there has been some problems in different places of our country, where the voters' offices opened late. Instead of 7 o'clock in the morning, they have opened around 8:30 and 9, some of the offices. And this is a problem. It is a problem because, as you know, we have an energy crisis, and we wanted to do this, start this very early, because at 6 o'clock, the light goes off, or the sun start to goes down, and we need the most time possible for this to take place. So that's one problem. Then there has been other problems where the voters have come to vote, and they had to be going to other places. And so this is an abnormality, because according to the law, they should be able to vote in those places. They have their identity card, and they have also their supplementary document. And these things are happening at this moment. We don't know how much of this is happening in the whole country, but as you all know, our biggest concern is based on the fact that the majority of the responsibles in the voters' tables are members of the two parties in alliance, the FSLN and the Liberal Party. So we are in expectation. We are very anxious to see what's going to happen in some hours. And for us women, we know that a very important opening in our life is happening at this moment in Nicaragua. Not only by the mere fact of being able to participate more openly in this new stage that Nicaragua is entering into, in which we are probably going to have a good number of deputies and congresswomen and men in parliament, but also because women in this election, for the first time in our country, have established a new way of doing politics as a political force, establishing negotiations with the party that we believe is the one that offer us the better possibilities for us to move on in defense of our rights, and also by the fact that this whole process as such has opened new avenues in terms of organization. Women are participating more, and young women, which is very, very important, young women, a new force of young women is emerging. The fact that we have had all this situation with the elimination of the law for therapeutic abortion has also developed, unleashed, an incredible consciousness raising about women's rights in terms of their health, in terms of the control of their body, and so on. And knowledge, which is power, is there in the space of Nicaragua at this moment, is providing an incredible debate, a very intense debate, which is surely going to continue after this election. So a very important ethos, I don't know how you say that in English, outstanding moment, you know, in our history is really taking place. And we thank very, very much from the deepest of our heart all the women all over the world who are participating on this, building the solidarity that we need to build among us women all over the world to develop the power that we need to change and transform the oppressive, patriarchal, hierarchical power relations that exist in the world at this moment. So I think this is a fantastic opportunity for us to move on all over the world. Thank you, Maria.
Thank you very much, Malena de Montes. We know that you have to leave to continue your work. We're very happy to have had you here. And for those of you who speak Spanish, we will have Malena again at 5 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, from 5 to 6, we have a very special broadcast. It's going to be Radio Petatera. And we're going to explain what that means. At 5 o'clock, we're going to leave you with the name and not the explanation, because we will have a program at that hour, and Malena's going to be here, because this has been an initiative that started in a meeting in Panama barely 4 weeks ago. Isn't it unbelievable that 4 weeks ago we decided we're going to do it, we're going to create an observatory, we're going to do broadcasting, we're going to create Radio Pretatera, we're going to bring women international observers, and it's happening, and it's unbelievable that it could happen in such a short time. So imagine, people who are listening to us in the broadcast, what the next events are going to be like, if we're going to have even more time to plan it, because I don't know what we could have planned better. Do you?
This has been just a very clear expression of the possibilities that we women have when we make a decision to empower ourselves, and a decision based on the conviction that it is the power of being together that is capable of doing this kind of transformation. Thank you, Maria, and I'll see you at 5 o'clock.
Thank you, and we also have to thank Just Associates and also Evos from the Netherlands, because it was at a meeting that they organized about the feminisms of the future in Panama between the 19th and the 22nd of September, where we organized this initiative. So we want to thank them also. and have our listeners know that they are behind, around, and in this initiative.